time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Have you ever wanted to design your own custom workshop, equipment shed, barn, or living space? Well, now you can with Mueller's online 3D custom building design tool. You can dream big and then watch it become a reality. The possibilities are endless with our virtual metal building online configurator. First, choose your building size and color combination. Then start placing your doors and windows, overhangs, ridge vents, and more. You can even step inside your virtual building to view the structural components. Once your Mueller building is designed, simply save your project and click Get a Quote. Mueller's skilled engineers will then produce a free quote to your exact specifications and engineering requirements. It's that easy. Just go to MuellerInc.com and click on 3D Design Tool to start your building project today. Get a steel building you can trust from a company you can trust, a Mueller steel building. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a skilled sales representative today.
Well, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes is traveling with Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program as they tour Chile. Hayes and the group found a part of the country that is cattle and wheat country.
As Class number 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program continues to travel southward in Chile, we found a part of the country that is cattle and wheat country. Andreas Kolbrick is an agronomist and manager of the Society for Agricultural Development for Temuco. He says while dairies have moved a little bit further south from this area, beef cattle remain, and it's mostly Angus cattle. At the same time, he says about half of the wheat consumed in Chile, and they do consume a lot of wheat in this country, he says about half of that wheat grown right around here.
We produce 50% of the wheat of the country. The Chilean people eat a lot of bread. Mm-hmm. All this wheat is for the mills, is for bread. It's a high-quality wheat.
So wheat farmers around Temuco produce half of the wheat that's consumed in Chile. The other half comes from international sources, including from the U.S. and Oklahoma. In Temuco, Chile, with the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, I'm Ron Hayes.
When a wind farm or poultry farm moves into an area, often the best source for accurate information comes from the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, the people charged with protecting the natural resources. Trey Lamb, executive director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, says Oklahoma has always been a state that focused on conservation.
I think we're in a great place. We're kind of in a dawn of a new era, I think, and you hear this term soil health, which refers to the fact of using reduced tillage, less disturbance of the soil, keeping a growing living plant year-round, utilizing cover crops, diversifying the type of plants, the species, and increasing the biological activity in the soil, but at the same time using grazing animals, large animals. It returns it to a more natural system, but we can still produce the same crops, cotton, corn, wheat, soybeans, grain sorghum.
Lamb went on to say that conservation has received a lot of support from the citizens and the legislature. March 27th through the 29th, Fort Worth, Texas will host thousands of Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association members as the Cattle Raisers Convention and Expo commences downtown. But the event's open to all and offers can't-miss opportunities for landowners, ranchers and farmers and wildlife managers from across the country. On March the 27th, the convention kicks off with the popular School for Successful Ranching. Later that morning, the two-day expo opens, featuring one of the cattle industry's largest trade shows. More than 250 exhibitor booths will offer everything from squeeze chutes to squash blossom necklaces. For more information on the event, including specifics on the keynote address, or if you'd like to register, just visit CattleRaisersConvention.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, to be offered 509 Angus and 51 Hereford bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.